We're 3 days into the rollout of a coronavirus vaccine, but we're still a long way from the end of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says to achieve true herd immunity, up to 85% of the U.S. population needs to be vaccinated. So now that people are getting inoculated, what is the next step? Let's ask Dr. Emily Landon. She's the Executive Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Control at the University of Chicago Medicine. Dr. Landon, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Hi.
So if Dr. Fauci is correct, it's going to take months before most of the U.S. population gets inoculated. We really can't ask this question enough, but how can we keep ourselves safe and healthy while waiting for our doses of the vaccine?
Yeah, the most important thing right now is that we stick to our practices. We need to keep wearing our masks, keeping our distance, limiting our contacts, improving our ventilation. Outside is better than inside. Those things are even more important now than ever because we are nearing the finish line. I mean, it's still a ways off, but you can see it in the distance. And it would be so sad to lose loved ones now when they're so close to being able to get the vaccine.
I want to ask you a little bit about the particulars of inoculation and what that means for folks who have gotten the vaccine. Will people who have already been vaccinated need to continue wearing masks and social distancing?
Yeah. So until we know that we've achieved some kind of herd immunity and the numbers are coming down and we're not seeing spread, people are going to need to continue wearing masks because the vaccines, the ones that are being approved right now, are really effective. We don't know how long that immunity is going to last, and we don't know if it's going to wear off a little bit. And so some people won't be protected. We also have some remaining concerns about whether or not they actually prevent you from getting coronavirus at all or just getting sick with coronavirus, which if they protect you from just getting sick, then you could still carry it and pass it on to other people, which is, you know, sort of not the thing that we want to do. If you want to protect your mom, but you're a healthcare worker like I am, it's not just important that I get a vaccine. It's also important that I wear a mask when I visit with my mom until she can get her vaccine too.
Oh, these are important points. We don't know how long immunity lasts, and people who have taken the vaccine still can pass along the virus. Those are two very important points.
Yeah, we should learn more about them in the near future. So the main focus of the trials in order to get this done as quickly as possible and get these vaccines across the finish line and into the arms of Americans were to focus on safety and efficacy. And they do exactly that. They protect people from getting super sick with coronavirus and they are safe to use. But there are certainly more things that will be learned from the study population as we go forward. And hopefully we'll get favorable news for the duration and for their ability to prevent people from getting coronavirus at all. And then we'll be able to make some recommendations about cutting back on some of that PPE. But right now, we still need to stick with it.
Yeah, we can see the finish line. I want to talk to you about something else, though. There appears to be some frustration about the distribution of vaccine vials in Chicago, at Chicago area hospitals where workers were expected to be inoculated Tuesday but have yet to receive shipments. Governor Pritzker claims those hospitals might have misunderstood and that everything is actually according to schedule. What's the situation where you are?
Yeah, of course there are going to be concerns about this. This is one of the most complex procedures that anybody's ever tried to undertake. It's really logistically challenging. And the plans have changed a lot over the number of months. So this is not something that was unexpected for me or my hospital. We haven't received our vaccine at University of Chicago yet, but we're expecting it very soon and we should start vaccinating people on Thursday. It's really important for people to remember whether you get vaccinated this Wednesday or next Wednesday is not that relevant in the grand scheme of things for the vast majority of people. Whether you get vaccinated this month as opposed to a year from now is a really big difference. And so we're going to vaccinate through the weekend to make sure that we can get as many people vaccinated as quickly as possible.
How are hospitals faring in Illinois?
Well, things are looking a little better than they were before Thanksgiving, which is great. There were a lot of new mitigations put into place and a lot of recommendations to have smaller gatherings and to avoid traveling for Thanksgiving. And a lot of people listened. You know, we're really pleased to say that the post-Thanksgiving sort of surge is a lot smaller than what we expected. We're not seeing a huge healthcare threatening surge right now. It's still not a great situation. We still have a lot of patients hospitalized and we're having a lot of deaths in Illinois. Those are the people that were sick earlier in the big peaks of our wave in November.
Oh, that's interesting. You feel that people actually heeded the warnings during the Thanksgiving holiday. And those are, yeah, are the warnings that you are really pushing right now as we head into the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, certainly Christmas is looking a little safer than Thanksgiving was, but we can't take that for granted. You know, it's going to be really important for people to continue limiting their contacts and being extremely careful before they gather with any family or close friends. A lot of people chose to stay home for Thanksgiving, but the same rules apply to Christmas. If you're going to gather with family members, make sure you quarantine for 7 days and get tested before you do, and make sure that you avoid traveling and you keep those gatherings as small as possible.
That's Dr. Emily Landon, Executive Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Control at the University of Chicago Medicine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.